from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Collector's Corner for a Wednesday afternoon here on 1600 ESPN. That's where we take a look at what's happening in sports cards and memorabilia. I've been collecting both since I was a young lad, a young Spencer on sports, about 9, 10 years old, and still collecting to this day. And figured, hey, let's talk about something I'm passionate about for at least a segment every week. And this is what we call Collector's Corner. Want to make it interesting, available, accessible for everybody. So even if you're not crazy into sports cards or memorabilia, maybe you have an autographed helmet you wanted to raffle sitting in your living room, but you're interested in learning more about that kind of stuff, this segment is for you. Questions always welcome. Text line, you could send those in to our text line, 319-366-1600. You can also send me an email, spencer@kgymradio.com. That's S-P-E-N-C-E-R @kgymradio.com. Just put Collector's Corner. If you're going the email route, put Collector's Corner in the subject line so I know what the email's about. If you just say, sometimes I get emails, no subject. You're like, what? Is this spam? No. Nope. Sometimes it's someone just with a question. Put Collector's Corner so it doesn't get lost. Basically, my message to you, my kind ask of you. 319-366-1600 as we're with you here for another 20-ish minutes or so. We'll make it a quick Collector's Corner here since we're running a little bit behind today. Not a ton happening in the trading card and collectibles hobby here lately. But do have some new releases. Have not had a chance to open up any Bowman baseball yet or Series 2. Seen some really cool stuff come out of Top Series 2 baseball recently. So I need to get my hands on some of that and chase some of my Brewers guys. Also, some of the key rookies here in that set. The newest thing out today, Wednesday, June 17th, is a set called Topps Dynasty Baseball. This is actually last year, 2025, Topps Dynasty Baseball. A lot of sports card collecting can be kind of equated to buying a lottery ticket, right? I mean, it's a game of chance. You're opening up a pack of cards. There are odds, right, for what you can get in the packs. And sometimes you defy the odds and get something good. Otherwise, you get absolutely nothing. And it's essentially a lottery ticket kind of thing, maybe not in the same type of word. But Topps Dynasty is one of those sets that is a true lottery ticket because you get one card. And look, the cards are great. Like, it's really cool stuff. The image that they share to promote it on my screen here is a dual autograph jersey card. So it's both signed by both players. There's a piece of authentic jersey in the card of Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. I mean, look, that's huge, man. Like, I'd love that for my collection. If you hit that card, you are pretty lucky. But chances are you'll get something maybe not that valuable, but the chance is in there. And you get one encased card per box. So it's already in like a protective holder. You get one shot. You open it up. Maybe you get, trying to think. This player won't be in there. Nick Neugebauer. He won't be. Better example, Lars Nootbaar. I don't know why Lars Nootbaar would be in Topps Dynasty, but Lars Nootbaar, Jordan Walker, maybe a better example. Having a great season, maybe not the guy you want to pull for a very expensive one-card lottery ticket type of product. But that's the fun of it, right? It's fun opening packs, fun taking a chance at stuff like that. You just have to have a lot of money to afford Topps Dynasty. If you can buy the singles, I have several on my eBay watch list, some really cool cards. You just kind of sit there and look at them because the singles are pretty expensive too, hundreds upon hundreds of dollars. Because it's an expensive product, boxes listing on the secondary market for over $2,100. So get ready to shell out some serious cash for it. But it's a cool set for the high rollers out there, if you will. The other piece of collectible news here today, the Knicks, of course, winning the NBA championship over the weekend. Knicks in five coming to fruition. And Fanatics reporting not only with their championship gear, but also their trading cards, Topps trading cards. that the Knicks have become the top seller. Their championship gear has become the top seller across all sports within the first 24 hours of the championship in the company's history. So you have to go back. And Isaac, yesterday on the show, we talked about the Knicks championship parade, what it would rival. The Cubs is what he brought up, the 2016 Cubs World Series parade. They actually, the Knicks, are on pace to become the top championship team for total sales in Fanatics company history, passing the sales record for when the Cubs won the World Series back in 2016. So not just the parade that might surpass fans being there, fan interest and stuff like that. It's championship gear sales. Fanatics saying the record that the Knicks broke within 24 hours of the championship. The previous record was the Philadelphia Eagles just after they beat the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl in 2025. Sales of Knicks championship gear has already more than doubled that of the previous best-selling NBA champion, the Bubble Lakers, in 2020 with LeBron and his title, first title in L.A. Fanatics saying the company took in more than 8,000 orders per minute after the buzzer sounded in Game 5 over the weekend. Are the Knicks popular? Many are asking. But seriously, though, that shows you kind of the, I mean, it's people across the globe, people, Knicks fans across the globe, Knicks, New York City, right? Probably a big part of that. I saw a video on social media earlier today, a guy who does, he has like Meta glasses. He goes around and shows people in New York City. Most of the time he just buys food from food carts. But he's like, I'm going to go to the NBA shop and get a Knicks hat. He walked up to the front door. The line was like three blocks long. Are the Knicks popular? Many are asking. But Fanatic says they're selling like hotcakes, to use an old school term. The most popular thing bought was, of course, the locker room shirt worn by the players. They're also offering, if you really are into the Knicks, they're offering a diamond or a crystal leather jacket for $10,000. Producer Andrew wants the crystal Knicks leather jacket for $10,000. He's looking at me like, oh, hey, that sounds fun. They also have a Seinfeld-inspired shirt for $42 with George Costanza, Summer of the Knicks. They're really leaning into the New York stuff. Obviously, they should, right? George Costanza. It was with the Yankees, though. But lean into it where you got it. $10,000 for the I better see a diamond and a crystallized Swarovski? I don't know my jewelers. I'm sorry. Folks at Hertin and Stock are going to, how do you not know that? A Swarovski crystal leather jacket for $10,000 on Fanatics.com. Also, Topps Now, Topps Trading Cards, they've got a special set for the Knicks. $80 until the 20th of this month. The Knicks are popular. I answered my own question. People are buying up their stuff left and right. That's Collector's Corner here on 1600 ESPN. Thanks for checking out the program. As always, podcast available at kgymradio.com. And again, questions welcome on the text line or via email, Spencer at kgymradio.com.